The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Let me just mention something that I haven't mentioned for a while. I mention it often. I hope you don't get tired of me mentioning it, but it's important. When you forward things on Facebook or email or whatever, take just a few moments to check out its validity. And I know it's a little extra work. I know that. But take a few moments to check out the validity of the story before you forward it or before you post it. The reason I say that, during the last break, I was checking out Facebook, and there was an article posted about a Supreme Court ruling and oaths taken on a Bible as opposed to a Quran, and it's satire. It's not a real story. It's satire. And sometimes we're living in such a crazy, wacky, weird world that sometimes it's very, very difficult to distinguish between truth and satire, because so much of real news looks like satire. But anyway, just check it out. Pull up the story, read it in its entirety, and then check it with other sources. Now, you can check Snopes.com. Now, immediately people say, Snopes.com is liberal, liberal, liberal. It's run by two people, a couple that live in the basement. Okay. There's no doubt that they're liberal, and occasionally they are just way off. But usually they're pretty accurate on whether a story is false or not. Snopes.com, TruthOrFiction.com, which is run by a Christian man who actually used to work for Salem Media. TruthOrFiction.com is a good source. Or just do a Google search. Type in the headline that you're looking at and see if anybody else is reporting it. If there is nobody else on planet Earth reporting that story, it's probably not true. So it may take, a few seconds. It may take a couple of minutes, but just be careful. Number one, be careful when you read something and assume it. Be suspicious of almost everything. And again, that's why I encourage you to become a member of our social media family, Facebook and Twitter, so that you can check out the stories that I talk about every day. I keep telling you, and I mean this with all my heart, don't believe it just because I said it. Check it out for yourself. We post the sources that I use every day. Check it out. Don't believe it because I said it. Check it out for yourself. So, read it, check it out, and don't post or forward stories that aren't true. Don't do that. All right? Thank you. And I'm not chewing anybody out, because a few times, not many, but a few times, I have posted a story and I found out, that story was not true. And I had to remove it. When I do something like that, I can't just take it off Facebook. I have to issue an apology. And a few times I have. All right. Now, before the break, we were talking about federal law protecting unborn eagles. Isn't that what an egg is? It's an unborn eagle, and they are protected by federal law. Not only can you not crack one, break one, you can't pick one up. You can't remove one. You can't transfer one. You can't touch them because they're protected, because they're important. We love our eagles. But unborn babies, kill them. It's okay. Now, with that in mind, headline. New York to become first city to offer free abortions via direct funding. New York would become the first city to pay for abortions through direct funding if the city council approves a $250,000 proposal allocation to the New York Abortion Access Fund. The money is for low-income women and part of a new budget. Now, here's the bizarre thing. Where are most abortions performed in America? Planned Parenthood. Who founded Planned Parenthood? Margaret Sanger. What was Margaret Sanger's major goal in establishing family planning, Planned Parenthood, to reduce the population of low-income black people? That was her goal. That's why she founded Planned Parenthood. She wanted to reduce the number of the inferior people. And she considered anybody who was low income inferior, especially minorities and especially black. Margaret Sanger would love New York City. She would give them an award of some kind because they are fulfilling her dream, her desire. Let's get rid of black people. Let's get rid of their babies. And so New York City has become an ally of a eugenicist, a racist by the name of Margaret Sanger. Quote, this initiative not only makes New York the first city in the nation to directly fund abortion services, but also lets any American who is facing increasing abortion restrictions in their home state to know that they can come and get the services they need in our five boroughs, Councilwoman Carlina Rivera said in a statement. Now think about that. Hey, if you can't kill your baby over in Ohio, come to New York. We'll kill your baby. And not only will we kill your baby, we'll pay for it. Can I read that again to you? I'm quoting Councilwoman Carlina Rivera. This initiative not only makes New York the first city in the nation to directly fund abortion services, but also lets any American who is facing increased abortion restrictions in their home state know that they can come and get the services they need in our five boroughs. The New York Abortion Access Fund celebrated the news on Facebook, quote, that makes NYC the first city in the country to directly fund abortions, and that's something to celebrate. Now remember, every abortion kills a beating heart. Celebrate. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio applauded the funding. Quote, we understand that there are women who need help and are having trouble getting the help they need, and the city had an opportunity here to step up. Help to do what? To kill their unborn babies. Kill an unborn eagle? Nope. Go to jail. Go to prison. Be fined. Kill an unborn human being? Yeah. Not only that, we'll pay for it. You don't even have to... You don't even have to be a resident of New York City. A city councilwoman is advertising that people from other states and other cities are free to come and take advantage of free taxpayer-funded abortions in New York City. Just bizarre. And they're celebrating. Do you remember the days when abortions were safe, rare, and legal? It's what we heard that all the time. We heard it. Abortions are safe, rare, and legal. The rare part is gone. They are celebrating wildly when an unborn human being is killed. They mourn if an unborn eagle is killed. Like I said, folks, think about it. Think about it. All right, the final break, and then we will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And it looks like this is I Love Your App Day. Just got this from one of our listeners. If you were listening just a few minutes ago, one of our listeners up in Youngstown was singing the praises of our WRFD app. Well, I just got this moments ago from another listener. Bob, I also listen via the app. Most of your show is on when I'm working out in Newark. I can get the signal in my car, but not with a portable radio out here. So I use the app to stream the show. I also use it to look at your news postings and listen to certain segments of your show. Well, thank you. And that is from Davey in our audience. Thank you. Very encouraging. Very encouraging. And like I said, if you haven't downloaded the app, I hope you will. You know, it's one thing to have differences of opinion politically and so forth, but a point that I've tried to make repeatedly in the last several months, things are different now than they used to be. Democrats and Republicans have always had different opinions, different ideology. You know, campaigns have always been nasty in America, always. I mean, if you go back 150 years even, and look at some of the things that candidates said about each other, even whether in their own party and certainly the other party, American politics have often been downright, well, down and dirty. But the difference between then and now is that we were all Americans. And on the basics of democracy, our representative republic form of government, the intent of our founding fathers, honor for the Constitution, love of America, that was the same. Democrat, Republican, loved America, believed in the Constitution, believed in our founding fathers. Had different ideas on how to reach their goals politically, economically, and even racially. But the bare bones foundations of being what it means to be an American, they agreed on. That is not true today. The liberals that are in control of the Democrat Party today have just gone to an obscene extreme. I have an illustration for you. Most of you are familiar with AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the flamboyant young new freshman representative in the House of Representatives from the state of New York. Well, she's hip, she's cool, she's doing Instagram, you know, she's big on social media. I believe it was yesterday, she went on Instagram with a video. And among other things, on her video, she said this, and I quote from her video, "The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the land of the free is extraordinarily disturbing." Then she went on to say that we will never forget. We have forgotten. Now, concentration camps are associated with Hitler's Germany and the Holocaust, the final solution, as the Nazis and Hitler called it. The final solution was this attempt to wipe out all Jews, all of them, kill them, murder them, slaughter them, burn them in ovens, burn them like cordwood, gas them to death in massive gas ovens, gas chambers, and then incinerate their bodies like cordwood. That was the Holocaust. All of you have seen pictures of concentration camps during the Holocaust. The inhumanity is indescribable. It defies wicked imagination. What happened to these people in the concentration camps? You've seen them walking skeletons. That is a concentration camp. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying that our immigration policy is just like the Holocaust. Can I read again? Can I quote again? The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the land of the free is extraordinarily disturbing. Well, many people are extremely upset with her, including the president and the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. The vice president of the National Border Patrol Council said this: "It's disgusting to compare concentration camps to what the men and women are doing here protecting our country. It's definitely a slap in the face to a lot of people who had family members who actually went through the concentration camps. It's unconscionable for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to compare what we're doing on our southern border, where they are in comfortable facilities, they have free medical care for anything that they need, they have ample food that is developed with their nutrition in mind. Are they being kept? Yes, because they haven't been processed properly into our country yet. They may have destructive diseases. Are they being kept in camps? Yes. Are they anything like the concentration camps of World War II? Absolutely not. And it is obscene for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to compare what we're doing on our southern border with a Holocaust. And by the way, she has taken enormous heat over this, and she has refused to back down. She has refused to apologize. She is digging deep. She's digging in her heels. And repeatedly insisting that we are like the Nazis. This woman has every right to speak what she believes. She has no place in the United States Congress. None. Hey, I hope you have a great evening, but please, folks, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.